I got an email that made me so upset from a listener on Friday.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear the story.
So, all right. So Raven is out this week. My friend Chef Plum is sitting in for him while he's gone. And it was right after Can't Beat Raven. And if you're not familiar with Can't Beat Raven, it's our pop culture trivia quiz that we play every day for cash. When Raven gets back next Tuesday, FYI, by the way, jackpot's up to $4,000. So it's a lot.
That's a story in itself. $4,000's a lot of money.
Yeah. But okay, so, you know, the show goes on and I go to start answering all my emails and I'm going through them. And if you go to annaandraven.com, you could submit a question.
Right.
And I get this form submission. And I think that people don't think I actually write the questions or read my emails. So, but like, it's true. I get this email. It comes to me. It goes to me. I read my emails. I read every single email that comes to me. And it comes in the form of a submission. Now, I've addressed this on the air before. And Plum, I'm interested because we've never talked about this.
Yeah, I'm curious now.
If you think I'm wrong.
Let's hear it.
It says, your Can't Beat Raven question. This is what she writes. I won't reveal her name. 2 days after the Masked Singer season 11 finale aired, a pop culture trivia question revealed the winner. This is like an innuendo because I did that. That was one of the questions on Friday's Can't Beat Raven.
The key thing, 2 days after the finale aired.
This happened after season 10 as well. Viewers would appreciate at least the weekend following the air date before spoilers.
You have to be kidding me.
Wait a minute. But it gets better. This is the part that like made me sad on a Friday afternoon.
Okay, let's hear
it. The question is, who's the radio host who just lost a longtime listener? Answer, Anna. What?
Wow.
I feel like saying, for the heart and soul that I put into this show every single day for the last 14 years, that's what makes you like be like, I don't want to listen to that girl anymore?
Well, you did give away the end of the show, so.
Okay,
you know.
So I have said this many times. If it's on regular TV,
right,
like on ABC, NBC, Fox,
network,
or whatever,
right.
If it's a network show and it's a big reveal like American Idol, Masked Singer, The Voice.
It's going to be everywhere. You open the internet, it's going to be there.
I don't know how you avoid it.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
If it's streaming, okay, I will give you a week after it streams to catch up. But if it's on regular TV, I have a 24-hour rule. If you haven't figured out the winner in 24 hours, that's your problem, not mine. Am I wrong?
Ooh, I mean, you did give away the winner. You ruined
2 days after the finale.
You ruined this poor woman's entire week. Her year might be ruined now. She's a massive Masked Singer fan, and you just destroyed her entire life. You're a soul taker. That's what you are.
That's very kind.
I agree with her. You're wrong.
All right. But really, do you?
No, she goes, right? No, but really, do you?
But how long are you supposed to wait before I'm allowed to talk about things that it's all over the news?
I mean, the next day, I agree with you. 24 hours. This person's crazy. Like, what are you talking about? If something airs on network TV, it's a big show, and people watch it, and they want to see the finale. If you log into the internet, you're going to see it. You go on Google, you're going to see it. Like, this is not a weird thing for you to put out there 2 days after the fact.
I agree, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't nuts, because it was one of those things where, like, it started my weekend off badly. Because, take those things to heart, because you're like, was that rude? Is she right? Should I have at least waited the weekend? And I'm like, but if that was a question this week, if Raven was here,
right?
It's old news.
It's very old.
It doesn't even, nobody cares who won the Masked Singer last week.
No.
You have to report on it when it's actually news,
well,
right?
Well, this person cares, and clearly you have ruined their life.
Well, here's the good news. She's not listening, because I lost a listener.